All right, I need to know if any parents of young kids have had this same experience. So we just took my 3-year-old son in the doctor for a checkup. My 3-year-old son. Okay, there's a reason why I'm emphasizing that, and you're about to know why. So my wife and I are waiting in the room with our son, and the doctor comes in. He sees my son sitting there on the table, and the first question that he asks him is, "Are you a boy or are you a girl?" And I look at my wife like, what the? So luckily my son understands obvious tenets of biology at 3 years old, and says that he's a boy, just like his chart says. So the rest of the appointment, I can't even focus because I'm wondering why in the world this guy is asking the question. And then I remember, oh yeah, I live in California. You call me paranoid, but this is where I think we're heading based on other things that have happened. An Ohio couple lost custody of their teenager for refusing them hormone treatment. A divorced Texas couple were in a court battle over whether or not to let their 7-year-old transition from a boy to a girl. Many are saying that the new proposed Equality Act could lead to more parents losing custody of their kids who want gender transition. So again, call me paranoid, but I'm wondering if the doctor is asking the question of my son to see if he can establish a pattern over time that shows that my son wants to be a girl. But here's the thing, my son is 3. I'm not even going to let him choose what he wants for dinner. And some days, my son thinks he's a dinosaur, but I'm not going to let him transition to a dinosaur. And being in California, this is probably going to happen to people like me first. But I don't think it's going to be long before we start seeing parents lose custody of their young kids because they're not letting them transition to the opposite gender. And I think pediatricians are going to be the ones who are going to start calling it out.